Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 10th, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
Material consciousness means thinking falsely independent. That is material consciousness. Falsely. He's not independent, but he's thinking falsely. This is Maya. Just like in dream, he's falsely thinking there is a tiger. There is no tiger. But he's actuated by this false impression. Oh, tiger is eating me, attack me, save me. So this material existence means, because he's insane, he is thinking there are so many problems. The tiger is there, he's attacking me, this, that, there are so many enemies, creating so many things. But they're all false. But he's attacked by that false hallucination, that's all. This is Maya. Everyone is thinking, oh, there are so many problems I have to solve, I have to make these, my, that, these, that, so many. But he has no problem. He has no problem. His only problem is to, how to accept Krishna. That's all. And Krishna is so kind, he says, yes, he accepts me, simply chant Krishna, yeah, I am you, that's all. But my handsome is fortunate that he cannot chant him. All problems are simply by chanting Krishna. Gita-adishita-bhukipa Bhagavan, Jaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us this. Oh, Krishna, you are so kind that you have come to me in the sound vibration word, Krishna. I can very easily chant and you remain with me. But I am so misfortunate that I have no attraction even for this. You say, people, you chant Krishna, you get everything, they will not believe it. If you say, you press your nose, you pay me $50, I give some nice mantra and this, that, you make your head like this, leg like this, you see, here is something. Something. And this, I mean, he says, simply chant Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, etadasi, tapakipa bhagavan mamavi duddhaya. But I am so unfortunate that you have become so easily available in this age. But I am so unfortunate, I cannot accept. That the Krishna consciousness is so easily being distributed, but they are so unfortunate, they cannot accept. Just see. And you give them bluff, you cheat them, they will, oh yes, welcome, yes. They welcome it. And cheaters are always ready. There are so many customers are being cheated. And let me take advantage of it. So my Guru Maharaj used to say, this world is the society of cheaters and cheated. The members are, somebody are cheating and somebody are cheated. The association of cheaters and cheated. So we want to save them from this society of cheaters and cheated.
Some activity in the during our day, and so many things will go wrong, and you become frustrated.
Well, when one is a professional, there may be something wrong. That doesn't matter, but you try to discharge your duties rightly, whatever you are prescribed to do. Then everything will come to the right point. Your only business is to follow the four principles of regulative way of life and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. So there may be sometimes mistake. That will be corrected automatically. Because we are coming from a defined platform. So it may be, that is also said in the Bhagavad, apite sudurachara bhajati mamanannava sadhuriva samantam. If one is found doing mistake or doing something wrong, but because he is sticking to this principle of Krishna consciousness, he is sadhu. Sadhu means a holy man. He's holy. He's not doing any wrong consciously, but due to habit, suppose just like most of you, in your former life, you're smoking or taking intoxication. But by some influence, or if you sometimes take to it, yes, if you are conscious, if I have done wrong, but that is excuse if you have done unconscious. But if you think that now I am Krishna conscious, whatever I do, it is right, then it is great sin. But accidentally it happens, that is excuse. Never mind. The accidental mistake is not dangerous. Willful mistake is dangerous. That you should be careful. We should be very careful always, so that accidental mistakes also may not take place. But if it takes place, it is excused.
Can Hatha Yoga hinder or help Krishna consciousness?
Hinder? Yes. Because it is useless. Simply wasting time. You cannot perform Hatha Yoga in this age. You do not follow the rules and regulations. You are simply blocked. Do you know what is the rules and regulations of Hatha Yoga? Actually? Yes. You have to select a secluded place. Hatha Yoga is not practiced in assembly of so many men. Just you go to your Hatha Yoga class, there are hundreds of members practicing, and he is collecting money, $5 per seat, and you are thinking, I'm practicing. That's useless, waste of time and money. Hatha Yoga is not practicing that way. You have to practice in a secluded place, alone. Do you do that?
Yes, no, I guess
it is. It is very difficult in this age. Then you have to restrain yourself in so many things. Complete free from sex life. You have to eat under certain direction, you have to... So many things there. These rules are not followed. Simply they have got some bodily gymnastic, sitting posture, they are thinking of a practice. No. That is one of the items. So all the items cannot be observed in this age. Therefore it is wasting. Always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest offer. This is the goal of yoga practice. So that is possible very easily by this movement, Krishna consciousness, not by any other process. But the ultimate goal is here. One should be always abiding with God, worshipping Him, loving transcendental service, and intimately united with Him. Intimately. This intimate unity means that five kinds of relations. That is the perfection of yoga. This is the when Krishna has advised yoga practice, Sankhya Yoga. You have Bhagavad Gita? There is Sankhya Yoga. You find in the 47th verse, this is the verse.
There's no value in keeping the body fit through exercise? There's no value in keeping the body fit through exercise?
Yes, you can become very healthy. But does it mean that health is the perfection of life? He means a healthy life will not die, will not change his body. So health is required, but health is not the ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is here.
The Buddha taught very similar things to what the Vedas taught also, didn't he? Are there ingredients in certain places, but Buddha taught
him
what you need to take it.
You follow Buddha?
No.
A simple talk of him. You practice Buddha if you appreciate him. Jack of all trade, master of none. That's not good. Be master of something. It doesn't differ. Either you follow God, Jesus Christ, or Lord Buddha, or Krishna, it doesn't matter much. But do it perfectly. That is our request.